not only was there this deep rift between blacks and whites in Montgomery, there were deep rifts among blacks.
Rufus Lewis.
The reason I believe it was not a coordinated effort because of the littleness and the point of view of the provincial structure in itself. It was just a matter of a few people getting into a particular community, having a particular organization of their own. And they were not thinking about bringing in the mass of the folks.
Riding Montgomery's buses was one of the daily indignities of segregation. Zicozy Williams.
If you sat down in one of those seats, they would make you get up. They would tell you to get up. Nigga, get up out of that seat. Get up. You know better than to sit down. So we couldn't sit down.
Johnny Carr.
If you were sitting on the bus and you were sitting up further than the driver decided that you should sit, he would ask you to get up and move back. And he didn't ask you in a kindly manner. He would stop and look up in his mirror and say, "You niggas move." And I have stood over empty seats on buses. South Jackson bus, after you got out past St. Margaret's Hospital, then the driver would say, "You all can sit down." And I would refuse to sit down. I said, "If I've stood this long, I'll stand until I get where I'm going. If it was too good for me to sit in, coming through the white community, it's too good for me to sit in now."
Again, Idessa Redden.
But I can recall, I was coming from State Normal School when I was in high school, and a white man told me, I got a streetcar then, and he pulled me off the streetcar when I stepped on the streetcar in front of him, and he told me that there wasn't no nigga supposed to get up on the streetcar before him, but I had an umbrella, and I just wore the umbrella out on him, and they were so afraid that the Ku Klux was coming to the house that night.
The Reverend Solomon Say Sr.
They grew more restless every year because of such incidents as that.